Sometimes when guest preachers come into our church, they'll ask me, why do you guys use these type of lights? Why not just turn on all the lights? Well, then I tell them, because then you'd be able to see the cracks in the floor and the dirt on the walls and the stains and everything else. Darkness hides those things, but light would reveal them. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So what is Jesus stating whenever he says, I am the light of the world? Well, Jesus is declaring that he is that blazing light of holiness in the flesh. He is the glory of God incarnate. He is the holiness of God veiled in flesh. He's the strength of God. He's the one who will guide a part person through the darkness of sin and shame by his light and life, bringing them to the promised land of overflowing waters and milk and honey and life. We learned in John chapter 7 that Jesus has just proclaimed himself to be the possessor of living water himself, and has offered himself freely to all those who will admit their need for life. And he made this declaration and offer in the middle of an important water ceremony celebration that honored God for providing for the Israelites' needs while they were in the desert, and also looked forward to a time when the Messiah would bring the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on his people. And then in the middle of all that, Jesus stands up and declares that he is the fulfillment of that promise. In response to that, we have chapter 7, verses 40 through 52, where we discover still some differing opinions about who Jesus is. Some say that he is the prophet, most likely referring to a prophet like Moses that's spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Others thought that this was really the Messiah. But others said that Jesus could not be the Messiah because the Messiah was to come from Bethlehem, and they thought Jesus came from Galilee. They didn't know Jesus' full story, did they? And then verses 45 through 52, the Pharisees speak, condemning the seemingly ignorant crowd and the officers, and even one of their own, Nicodemus. They say, search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee. To which Jesus responds, I am the light of the world. Listen to what Isaiah chapter 9 says. There will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. Jesus is that light out of Galilee. But not only that, he is the light unto the Gentiles, just like Isaiah chapter 9 promised. The world needs Jesus. Every living, breathing human soul on this planet needs to hear the saving message of Jesus Christ. They need to embrace him in faith. And here's why we love this passage. Jesus is not just a Jewish light. He is also the light for the Philippines, the light of Burkina Faso, the light of Uzbekistan, the light of Cambodia, the light of Kuwait, the light of Ica, Peru. He is the light for every small town scattered around here. Jesus is the light of the world. He is plan A. So believer, live this out by letting his light shine through you. When you pray today, please remember Jesse Hales and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Doluo Life Word broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.